This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Protesters have taken over a building at Columbia University in New York this morning, blocking the entrances and flying a Palestinian flag out of a window as campus demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war continue. Seda Polat is a student negotiator.
The university has conducted itself with obstinacy and arrogance, refusing to be flexible on some of our most basic points.
Hamas reportedly will have a response to a new ceasefire proposal as the Israel-Hamas war grinds on, but it's not clear when. Four law enforcement officers trying to serve a warrant have been killed in North Carolina, and four other officers were wounded in a shootout. The AP's Norman Hall with the latest.
Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings said some of the officers who rushed to the Charlotte neighborhood to rescue the first wave of downed officers were wounded as a second shooter began firing on them after they killed the wanted man.
Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
The U.S. Marshals Service confirmed one of its agents was killed. Two North Carolina correction officers were killed. So was a Charlotte Mecklenburg officer. A woman and a 17-year-old male were found in the home after the standoff.
Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes today with testimony from Gary Farrow. He's a banker who helped Donald Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen open accounts, including one that Cohen is said to have used to buy the silence of porn performer Stormy Daniels. Automatic emergency braking will be required on all new passenger vehicles in 5 years. It's a requirement that the government says will save hundreds of lives and prevent thousands of injuries every year. About 90% of new vehicles have the system standard now. Nations are said to be making progress on a treaty to end plastic pollution as they talk in Canada. This is AP News. Now to a court ruling on transgender health care. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A federal appeals court ruled West Virginia's and North Carolina's refusal to cover certain health care for transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. The court ruled the policy in North Carolina bars treatment or studies leading to or in connection with sex changes or modifications and related care. It also says West Virginia's policy bars coverage of transsexual surgery. In the majority opinion, Judge Roger Gregory wrote, "The coverage exclusions discriminate on the basis of sex and gender identity and are not substantially related to an important government interest." Both states appealed separate lower court rulings that found the denial of gender-affirming care to be discriminatory and unconstitutional. This case is likely headed to the Supreme Court. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow added 146 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.